Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 44 and 45. Elizabeth said to Mary, "When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said." What an exquisitely beautiful moment this is. It seems that no one remained unmoved or unexcited about the news that Mary was going to give birth. Even the baby in Elizabeth's womb wanted a piece of the action. We can't be entirely clear what the relationship was between Elizabeth and Mary, but it's believed that Elizabeth was Mary's aunt. Although they were very different in age, they both had one thing in common. They were both going to give birth in extraordinary circumstances. Elizabeth was well past childbearing age, and Mary hadn't had a sexual relationship with a man. Both of them had been chosen by God to play an amazing part in his unfolding plans. It's the joy of this moment that I want to focus upon. The account of Jesus' birth and the events that led up to it are full of joy. There are two wonderful songs in this chapter, and they're both bubbling with joy. The first is Mary's song, which is widely known as the Magnificat. Using many of the words that Hannah had long ago used when she was pregnant with Samuel, she rejoiced in God her Saviour for the way in which he had blessed her. And then later in the chapter, Zechariah, Elizabeth's husband, praised God for sending a mighty Saviour and for the part that his son, John the Baptist, would play in preparing the way for Jesus. On the night that Jesus was born, an angel made the announcement of the birth of Jesus to a group of astonished and terrified shepherds. The angel's words were, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people." Joy is so much more than happiness. It's been helpfully said that happiness depends on something happening, but joy depends on a relationship. Happiness can be with us for a fleeting moment. It comes and then it quickly goes. But joy is very different, because God's nature is to be joyful, and so as we live in partnership with him, we experience something that's not dependent on circumstances. It depends on our openness to the Holy Spirit. When he fills our lives, joy is the inevitable result. Now let me ask you a question. How would you describe the joy that you've experienced as a Christian? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the joy that you're continually pouring into our lives. Help us to share more of ourselves with you so that we'll experience more of your joy. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.